This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's already 6:13 on Hope Day. Let's get right to this thing. Trash is brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Pod. Catch a new episode of the pod on radio.com. Did you already post that?
It's processing.
All right. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. If you're a subscriber, it'll be in your queue before you know it. Johnny's raring to go, raring to entertain you. We're going to start with Shailene Woodley. Shailene, I think we first saw her, was it called The Descendants? It was set in Hawaii. And
it was a movie with George Clooney. I believe it was called The Descendants, yes.
Yeah, she was also on The Secret Life of the American Teenager, where she was pregnant at 16.
And then she was, of course, on Big Little Lies.
Mm-hmm. And the sci-fi series that Divergent. I don't know anything about.
Divergent, that's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you read those books, Vinny?
No.
Oh, those are pretty good. The books are good. I didn't love the movies, but the books are really, you know, they're action adventure. They're good.
I'll read again, right?
Someday. Yes, one
someday,
day you'll.
Yeah. I look forward to it.
Just keep a list, man. You got to power through it. You know, what's funny is I was waiting so long for that Ready Player 2 to come out because I love Ready Player 1. The further I get away from it, I'm going to have to read it again. Like, it gets bogged down with the 80s stuff at a couple points. But overall, the arc is really interesting. And the concept that he's sort of come up with. And by the end, it's a lot to think about. I think I got to read it again. But I know how much you liked Ready Player One, the book.
I loved it.
Not the movie.
I started Ready Player Two.
Oh, you did start it.
I started it. I got a few pages in. I sort of got it sort of just takes right up.
Yeah.
So I got that part and went, oh, okay, well, let's see where we go from here.
Right.
And I was I'm interested to see what they do.
Yeah. But by the end, you're like, wow, that seems like it could happen. I mean, I guess if you suspend disbelief, it's really, I think you'll like it.
All right. I hope so.
Anyway, how do we get here from Shailene Woodley? Because she was on Sci-Fi Divergent.
We were naming her credits.
So Shailene Woodley. Is she cute? You like her?
I think she's cute enough. I thought movie star cute, like beauty. I don't think so, but she's definitely, you know,
big eyes. I mean,
she's pretty
cute,
enough.
Right?
Sure.
Aaron Rodgers is hitting that.
Is that
hitting
right?
That.
How old? Okay, can you tell me how old she is?
She's 29. He is 37.
She's way older than I thought.
Yeah, she's grown up. You
okay.
Know? Yeah, so she was. I don't even remember when that Descendants movie came out, but she was probably
2014.
Oh, okay. So she was playing an 18-year-old, but she was probably in her early 20s. So anyway, Shailene's 29. Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback for the Packers, is 37. He just broke up with Danica Patrick recently. Or maybe it's more than recent. I don't remember when they broke up. All time just swirls around me now. Like, it could have happened in 07. For all I know.
You know, he's a perfect example. And I don't know him. And maybe there's people who know him who would say, you're just guessing at crap. You have no idea. Yes, that's what I'm doing. So he's a perfect example of dudes today who want to hang and they're cool with a person, but they do not want to get married. They're done. They're like, as soon as that stuff starts to sink in or set in, peace. And he's on the next train. I mean, that he didn't even And I think him and Danica like bought a Malibu house together.
Yeah, they were real serious. And she was probably like it. Okay, all right, it's time.
And that's, again, I'm assuming and guessing, but I have been in enough relationships to know there is a tick-tick happening by the third year.
Sure, and especially if the person who's able to bear children wants some of those. Mm-hmm. Like, that's... Although he really only dates rich, famous people, so they could save their eggs and wait for him to come around.
I don't know about all that. I'm just saying, if you talk to, I would imagine you do. Well, I don't know how many friends you have that are single, but I've certainly met, especially through my wife, a lot of her friends. And they're like, guys don't want to stay. Mm. They want to.
The friends I know who are single have grown children already. So it's not, you know.
Maybe they don't want them either. Like a new marriage or whatever.
Well, there's one, you know, it's hard to watch your 50-year-old friend go through a breakup. It really is. It's pretty tough because really at that age, you're just kind of looking for someone to hang with, right? I mean, you're not trying to put all kinds of pressure, and so it's like really hard. It's
especially
what did especially that person say? Old people. Just you know, to find someone that just you can hang and do fun stuff with. You're not even worried about the kid thing. There isn't even that pressure. So anyway
good for Rogers.
Yes, Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers. It looks like they've been doing a long distance thing because she's in Montreal filming a movie. His NFL season just ended. They see each other. They've been in touch. They talk and see when they can. They're both focused on their careers, but they make a little time for each other.
The speculation about him switching teams is strong right now.
Oh, yeah? Like where are they saying he might go?
They're not saying where, but they're saying that he's...
Oh, that would suck for the Packers.
Some bridges have been burned by that team and him, including one which was they did exactly to him what they did to Brett Favre, which was draft Aaron Rodgers while Brett Favre was still playing. Mm. And Favre is going, I'm here. Get me a wide receiver, not a backup.
Yeah.
And they had Rodgers sitting there for 3 years and finally pushed Favre out. They drafted another quarterback last year or the year before, and this guy's been waiting, and Rodgers is like, I need players, not backup.
Right.
So he may bounce. We'll see. But I'm interested to see if maybe this is just the way he is while he plays football and right after he'll settle down.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Maybe.
Probably.
Might.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
Yep.
That's what Steve Young did.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Young was, in fact, people speculated something was wrong. Like, is something wrong with him? Or maybe he's gay. What is Steve Young's deal? As soon as he finished football, he married some lady and started having kids.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You know, sometimes people are like, you know what I need? My focus. I don't need to be having problems. I do this because I only get to do this, really. I mean, if you get to do it till you're 40, you've had an amazing career. He's pushing 40. He's 37 years old. Mm-hmm. All right, moving on. Next thing is we had a death. This is a guy who I went, Hal Holbrook. That's a familiar sounding name. Mm-hmm. So I looked him right up and went, oh, that guy. He's one of those guys that you absolutely recognize. If you saw him walking down the street, you'd be like, that guy's famous. I can't remember one thing he's been in, but he's been in a million things. 95 years old. There he is right there. He has been in, he actually got an Oscar nomination at the age of 82 for the movie Into the Wild. He was the informant, Deep Throat, in the Watergate movie All the President's Men. He's been in Dirty Harry movies. He was in Wall Street, The Great White Hope, The Fog, Creepshow, The Firm, Stephen King's Lincoln. He spent decades doing a one-man show on Broadway called Mark Twain.
The same show.
Same show. He'd been doing it decades, he did it. So whenever he was around and had some time, he'd go and put his stage show on and people would go and check it out. He finally retired the show in 2017. He was married 3 times. His last wife was Dixie Carter. She was from Designing Women. She was the matriarch, wasn't she?
I don't know, but I know the name.
She died of cancer in 2010. So that was her. That was his last wife. And he just passed at 95. 95 years old. Died back in January, January, maybe 10 days ago, January 23rd, 11 days ago. And that news just made it out. Rest in peace, Hal Holbrook. If you look him up, you'll go, oh, yeah, that guy. Oh, I have seen him and stuff. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are going to co-host the Golden Globes. As you are, I'm sure, well aware, nothing happens in person anymore. They're going to be hosting from two different coasts, and the show is going to be virtual. And I don't know why we feel we have to have shows like this. But look, it's a challenge, right? There's some production team going, we can do this. It's going to be amazing. It'll be the best virtual thing we've ever virtually done. And the next round of Jeopardy guest hosts has been announced. So right now, I'm not sure if Ken Jennings is still doing it, but Katie Couric, she'll become the first woman to host the quiz show. Aaron Rodgers of the Packers and 60 Minutes correspondent Bill Whitaker and Call Me Cat star Maeem Bialik. That's Blossom, right? Isn't that who? And also, is Maeem Bialik the one who's on? Do I have her mixed up with
she's
Soleil
Big Bang Moon? Theory, and okay, then she's also got her new show, Something Cat.
So, Call Me Cat. So, the there's those ones that have already been announced. Now they're saying Anderson Cooper, Dr. Oz, Savannah Guthrie, and Sanjay Gupta are all going to take the podium later this season. So, they are truly rotating through a fairly, you know, all-star cast. I'm not seeing George Stephanopoulos on here. Has he guest hosted before on there? Because wasn't he sort of the name you were hearing attached to this for a while? Anyway, they're going to rotate those people through. Are you going to do the Jeff Bezos story? Because I'll move on to my George Clooney story. Jeff Bezos, it's actually not a big story. It was sort of surprising when I saw it. He's stepping down as the Amazon CEO. But he's not leaving. He's just turning his focus to his space company. He says, I want to focus my energies and attention on new products and early initiatives. The Bezos Earth Fund, his Blue Origin spaceship company, and the Washington Post. He founded Amazon in 94. He's 57 years old, and he will be the executive chair of the Amazon board, but he won't be the CEO anymore. That's going to be Andy Jassy, who's right. already one of the companies.
Well, we've seen that happen with big companies, including Microsoft and Google, where they back off and let someone else run things. And
maybe someone says to them, you don't have to work this hard. And they go, you know what? You're right, I don't. And I got billions of dollars, and I would like to go have some fun, spend them. Some people, though, can't let go. They want to work and work and work, and they feel like if they don't have something to do, I would be like, I'm so busy spending my billions of dollars. I just can't. Just call me if
anything
goes really
wrong. People who earn billions often earn billions because they're relentless. Mm-hmm. So
it's hard to stop being relentless all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. It's harder than you think. I mean, I hear. I don't know. I've never been relentless. So just ask my parents. When was I ever relentless?
Yeah, I was going to say, what are you talking about? You are relentless.
No. Not what? Me. I'm so
when
relaxed.
You want something
so
done,
laid back.
You get that push through no matter what, please.
I do it with love and, you know, an easy shove here and there.
John, get your Kiss posters. I'm moving into that room with my sewing machine.
Well, in exchange, we busted down a wall and made the studio in the house. I mean, who's winning here? My thing went outside and his thing came in.
Well,
although I'm glad it
because
did.
Because you wanted the studio. That's why that happened.
And thank God, too. Yeah. I got it just in time. Just as it was, we put the finishing touch on it. Boom. It was time to use it all the time. I love this studio so much. So great.
I love your studio, too.
Yeah.
I wish
it's
I
been
could
a while
it
since
more.
You've seen it. You used to come over all the time and hang out
here.
You know,
they built that with, like, here's your area. Britain's going to be
this. I'm sitting in your area. This is your knee well right here.
John and I designed it together. John was like telling me what he's going to do for me, and I was so excited. Then the pandemic hit right when it finished, and I never got to use any of it, so that's a bummer.
We did one show. In fact, Nicole came over for it.
Yeah, I was there for that.
Yeah.
One show.
We did one show, and we're like, this is it. We're in the podcast room. We're all sitting around the coffee table on couches with mics in our faces, and never happened again. Anyway, you guys, we were going to pretend that none of this is happening.
That's okay.
So it was going to be like the fun show that everything's fine.
It's still a fun show. Come on.
See, everything's fine show. I'll try again tomorrow. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
Well, the definition of frontline workers has expanded, and there's a push now to get some pay to those people. So we'll talk about that and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.